Production planning. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines production planning as follows. A process to develop tactical plans based on setting the overall level of manufacturing output, production plan, and other activities to best satisfy the current planned levels of sales, sales plan or forecasts, while meeting general business objectives of profitability, productivity, competitive customer lead times, etc. as expressed in the overall business plan. The sales and production capabilities are compared, and a business strategy that includes a sales plan, a production plan, budgets, pro forma financial statements, and supporting plans for materials and workforce requirements, and so on, is developed. A primary purpose is to establish production rates that will achieve management's objective of satisfying customer demand by maintaining, raising, or lowering inventories or backlogs, while usually attempting to keep the workforce relatively stable. Because this plan affects many company functions, it is normally prepared with information from marketing and coordinated with the functions of manufacturing, sales, engineering, finance, human resources, etc. The sales and operations planning process results in a sales plan and a production plan. Production planning is thus an output of S&OP. Or when S&OP is not used at an organization, production planning takes its place. Note a few important points from the definition of production planning. Production planning sets overall levels of manufacturing output at the product family level over a horizon of 15 to 18 months in monthly or weekly time buckets. Details on individual products, options, and so on would not be accurate at this point. The primary purpose is to set production volume rates and ensure that capacity is available to make that volume. It is coordinated with other functions and optimizes trade-offs. S&OP is one way this coordination can occur. Production planning transforms strategic plans into tactical plans. An important part of this process is to compare the resources that are available to the resources that are needed, called the load. Resources that may be available include inventories of raw materials or finished goods that can be used rather than needing to order or produce them. Resources also include worker and equipment capacities. Thus, the primary purpose of production planning is the planning of resources and not the production of an end item. At this level, resource planning will focus on capital-intensive resources and/or resources with long lead times, material, people, equipment, facilities. It is about getting the resources into place before master scheduling needs them for detailed item-level planning. Production planning grid. The objective in developing a production plan is to minimize the costs of carrying inventory, changing production levels, and stocking out, not supplying the customer what is wanted when it is wanted. The basic information needed to build a production plan includes sales plan by period for the planning horizon, opening inventory, desired ending inventory, any past due customer orders, back quarters. Production plans are created and modified from month to month as necessary for each product family using a planning grid or record. Exhibit 2-16 shows an example of an MTS grid with a level production plan. Exhibit 2-16, make-to-stock level production S&OP grid. The elements of a conventional MTS grid include the following. Period. The minimum recommended planning horizon is from 15 to 18 months. The standard period is 1 month. Some companies might use quarterly periods after the first 9 months and annual periods after 18 months or 2 years if the planning horizon is more than 2 years. These time periods are to be used as a rule of thumb only. Rows. The rows are grouped into three sections, sales plan, production plan, and inventory plan, sales plan. The first row of the sales plan section in an MTS grid is the sales plan. The sales plan is based on the sales forecast plus any modifications that occurred as part of the S&OP process. The second row represents actual sales for any months that have already occurred. The third and fourth rows show the period and cumulative variances between planned and actual sales. Here the present month is March, so the actual sales and their variances are not yet available for this and future months. Production plan. The first row of the production plan section is the production plan generated during S&OP. It represents projected volume based on level, chase, outsourced slash subcontracted or hybrid production methods. The second row shows actual receipts into inventory by period of actual quantities from production or suppliers. The third and fourth rows show the period and cumulative variances between planned and actual. Inventory plan. The first row of the inventory plan is a calculated field. It shows planned inventory levels based on sales, production, and inventory plan data. For February, it was the beginning or planned inventory of. Once actuals are known, they are substituted in each part of the calculation. The second row shows actual inventory levels. The actual inventory at the end of February is. The third row shows the difference, plus or, between the planned and actual inventory. In our example, it is plus 15 units. Planning time fence. Changes to production plans that are too near to the present can be extremely disruptive and costly, as they might adversely affect component schedules, deliveries, costs, and capacity plans. For this reason, many organizations create time fences to restrict who has the authority to make changes as plans grow closer to the present. New orders or changes to orders within a planning time fence require the master scheduler's approval and even higher approval for a different time fence closer to the present. The key point here is that S&OP needs to restrict itself to planning for periods that are beyond the planning time fence, leaving these nearer-term decisions to the master scheduler. History. The data shown in first three periods are past period data and often provide a useful perspective on the sales and production plan. Exhibit 2-17 is a grid for made-to-order production. The differences between an MTS grid and an MTO grid include the following. MTO history. Shows the backlog rather than inventory. Sales plan. Shows expected orders rather than the MTS sales plan's demand for inventory. Production plan. Based on order and backlog planning rather than forecasts and inventory planning as in MTS. Backlog plan. Has a backlog that includes orders waiting to be processed in production and waiting to be shipped, rather than the inventory plan of MTS. Note that the planning horizon and time fence are the same for MTS and MTO. Exhibit 2-17, make-to-order S&OP grid. Calculating backlog. Because finished goods inventory usually is not maintained, production needs to balance load and resources so that backlogs are not too high or too low. When backlogs are too high, the lead time for the next customer may become uncompetitive. When backlogs are too low, the production facility is at risk of running out of work. The formula used to calculate backlog is, note that this is a generic formula. In the grid above, the actual backlog line would use the sales plan bookings for demand and actual production for supply. For the first month, actual backlog would be